Light provides a fundamental symbol to all human beings. By light we see, and by light we are seen. But light means much more than that. In Genesis, when God begins to create the universe, God begins with light, which then provides the fundamental distinction in creation, light versus darkness. When God fashions the heavenly luminaries on the fourth day, the sun, moon, and stars provide light. According to the Midrash and Jewish mysticism, that primordial light of the first day, the light of creation, God then stored away for the righteous in the world to come. In the darkness of the tent of meeting or the tabernacle in the wilderness, you know, in the Sinai, when the people were standing at the foot of the mountain, at Israel's first sanctuary, there was a seven-branched menorah illuminating the interior of the tent. Only one light of those seven lights remained lit perpetually, probably the middle light of the menorah called the Ner Tamid, the eternal light, the term that is used today for that light which is over the ark. That menorah may already have become the national symbol of the Jewish people during the first temple period, but it is certainly the symbol of the nation during the second temple period, which ended with the temple's destruction in 70 CE when it was destroyed by Rome. To this day, on the Arch of Titus in Rome, Italy, that was constructed by the Roman Emperor Titus to immortalize their victory over Israel, Roman soldiers of the 10th Roman Legion are depicted carrying the menorah into captivity. That monument, intended to immortalize Roman strength, has been transformed by history into a shrine to not Roman, but Jewish immortality. The Romans have long since gone the way of all flesh, but the Jewish people survives and thrives, even two millennia later, the vanquished far outdistancing the victors. In the 6th century in Persia, around the time of the first Jewish exile to Babylonia, Zoroaster preached Zoroastrian dualism. Zoroaster taught that there were two fundamental powers in the world, warring with one another, good versus evil, which he symbolized as light versus darkness. That cosmic dualism was opposed by Zoroaster's contemporary, the biblical prophet whom we refer to as Second Isaiah. The argument over whether there exists a cosmic force for good fighting a cosmic force for evil continues even today in Judaism versus Christianity, as Christianity followed the Zoroastrian path of dualism, while Judaism followed the biblical path of monism. All this comes as naturally to human beings as the original statement of light versus darkness that we encounter in the first chapter of the book of Genesis, when light is created on the very first day. Now here in this Torah portion, the Torah portion of Baalotcha, as Israel prepares to leave Mount Sinai for the first time in over a year, the high priest constructs and then dedicates and lights the tabernacle menorah. But symbols live and grow, or they die. The menorah in the tent of meeting comes to symbolize the entire nation. When the Syrian Greeks later desecrate the altar in Jerusalem, and 3 years later the Maccabees rededicate the temple, they celebrate an 8-day holiday of dedication called Chanukah. Lighting the menorah becomes the central symbol of that ceremony. But instead of the traditional 7-branch menorah of the tabernacle, it transforms to an 8-branch menorah of Chanukah. This menorah we find in virtually every Jewish home today, and its midwinter light illuminates the children's smiles as families gather to exchange gifts and celebrate the end of oppression. Instead of a symbol of creation or good versus evil, the menorah comes to symbolize freedom and the gumption to take Jewish fate into our own hands, even in the face of death. And finally, in 1948, the menorah became the official symbol of the third Jewish Commonwealth, the State of Israel, and stands across from the Israel Parliament building, the Knesset, as a reminder of the state and the longevity of the Jewish people. Light has primordial significance. It is a natural symbol. The menorah first constructed in this Torah portion, Baalotcha, has a long-honored place among our people. Its light continues to shine from the Ner Tamid over the Ark in the symbol of Israel, in every Chanukah menorah, and in the heart of every Jew. We believe in God's light. Evil in the universe is not the result of some force separate from God, but exists naturally in every person for us to overcome. May this remembrance of the tabernacle and the light within enable us all to rekindle that light as well, that God will live in our souls and be realized in our actions. And then God's light will once again become the light of all the world, as in the first days of creation.